This is Agribusiness Matters on the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network. I'm Mark Magnuson. In a perfect world, all corn plants would emerge simultaneously within the same window. Unfortunately, farmers operate in an imperfect world, and ideal, even emergence, is not a given. We will hear more with AgriGold agronomist Brett Lear next.
Stay informed with the closing market report from the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network. Your essential summary of the day's market activities and their impact on the agricultural economy. Join us for timely updates and expert commentary on commodity prices and market trends with trusted ag market analysts from around the Midwest. Tune in every Monday through Friday on your local Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network affiliate for your daily market recap and insights to stay ahead in the ag economy.
In a year with tight margins, AgriGold agronomist Brett Lear says that growers can use emergence to be more strategic with management decisions.
Emergence is critical, and not just emergence alone, just even emergence, having everything come up in a tight, tight window is very key to the success of the growing season after that. This year, for what I've seen so far in 2025, we've had some really nice emergence, and that's really a stepping stone to what the future looks like for our crop. We have to have even emergence. A lot of these hybrids are a kernel flex type product, so we need even emergence to have uniform ear size to get the most out of our yield. So that's what I like to see, is that consistent uniform emergence. We're seeing that this year here in 2025.
He says that farmers can track emergence, and this data can give farmers a leg up on key management decisions.
That's the huge thing, is getting out and scouting early and making sure we have even emergence. I like to build this GDUs to emergence calendar every year just to kind of track where we're sitting, what fields planted on what day, and when we can expect to really go out there and see what the potential looks like of emergence, especially in a year where we get lots of rain. We try to track replant. That kind of gives us a guideline to where to go, what to start looking at. I think that's huge. I mean, we know that a lot of these hybrids out here will roughly emerge around 120 GDUs, and that's kind of what I build my emergence calendar on.
When emergence is poor, Lear advises farmers to stick to their plan.
Yeah, I think sticking to the plan is always important. We can always change it later, but if we stick to the plan, we have a really solid plan at the start. We can always pull things out, but we have a hard time putting things back in as the season progresses.
For additional support, visit AgriGold.com. You've been listening to Agribusiness Matters on the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network.